USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter to warn the Iranian president that he will face dire consequences if he continues to threaten the United States. Congressman Doug Collins on what message Iran should take from the president's tweets.
Well, I think it means that they can no longer manipulate a weak and meandering president that they had in President Obama, who just wanted to apologize to the world and be a weak link in basically a security chain. When you face a bully, when you face someone who wants to say one thing on one side and then see death and destruction around the world on another, they do not need to be played with. They need to be stood up to.
Members of the House and Senate are working on a phase two to President Trump's tax cut plan. Congressman Steve Scalise on what that plan would entail.
The plan's to continue focusing on getting the economy moving, seeing this great economic growth, and then locking it in. We're going to bring some more bills to cut taxes. We're going to make the tax cuts permanent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A man charged in a crash that killed a Dallas police officer during a funeral procession is out on bond. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Suspect Adrian Breedlove is charged with intoxication manslaughter. He's accused of plowing into Senior Corporal Jamie Givens. Givens was at the time blocking an Interstate 20 ramp for the funeral escort of a fellow officer on Saturday morning. Breedlove was booked into the Dallas County Jail later that day, and bail was set at $76,000. He posted that bail early Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in Toronto, Canada are not ruling out terrorism as a motive for a man who walked down a busy street and fired in the restaurants and cafes, shooting and killing 14 people. This eyewitness describes the scene.
I thought it was fireworks at first, because it was a rapid fire where people were running, and so we started running and we ran down a side street.
The attacker did die after exchanging gunfire with police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Representative Bob Goodlatte said that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court application for a warrant to surveil the Trump campaign associate highlights a, quote, serious problem, unquote, in the FBI. The warrant application was signed by former FBI Director James Comey and former CIA Director John Brennan. Goodlatte says Brennan can expect to be chatted with very soon.
We have lots of questions for John Brennan, and he will definitely be sought by the committees for an interview. This is an extremely disturbing thing to see both he and James Comey, supposedly impartial government officials carrying out their jobs in very important areas, in intelligence gathering and law enforcement, express the kind of extreme bias that they've shown now, which I think reflects quite accurately on what they were doing back in 2016.
Brennan was also asked who else we can expect to see at hearings in the near future.
Well, we're going to go through. We've received a list from the Intelligence Committee of literally dozens of people. We're going through that list now and determining which ones are our priority. I think I would rather leave it at that, but certainly we will also be talking to Director Comey and former Attorney General Lynch.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and worth noting, Brennan had been very active on Twitter criticizing the president. Now it's been almost a week since he sent out a tweet. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.